Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Throughout our lives, there are certain meetings or events that change our lives forever. One of those meetings in my life was the day I was sitting with a friend in the Nibble Nook at St. Paul Bible College in Minnesota. One of our professors sat down with us and began raving about a book he was reading, Rhys Howell's Intercessor by Norman Grubb. I remember his comment, "Through prayer, Rhys Howell's changed the course of World War II. I would guess that most Christians have never heard of Rhys Howell's. He's the subject of our exploration this week. Rhys Howell so walked with God that there was no one like him. A friend once said, he was the biggest-hearted Christian I have ever met. One young Christian asked him how he knew God's voice. Rhys asked him, can you tell your mother's voice from any other? Yes, of course, the young man answered. Rhys said, well, I know his voice just like that. Rhys Howell was born in 1879 in South Wales. He was the sixth of 11 children. His schooling ended at the age of 12, and for the next 10 years he worked in the mines, 12 hours a day. So let's jump ahead now to get a visual picture of Rhys at the age of 22. This is when things really heated up for Rhys in his service to God. Rhys was a fine-looking, broad-shouldered young man, nearly 6 feet tall, with sensitive hands, a striking square-cut forehead, and remarkable eyes, crystal clear and penetrating, the eyes of a seer.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.